Let's please, as a gift to me, leave aside the discourse about the Christmas bona fides of Die Hard, and instead turn our attention to a dandy new thriller called Carry On, a movie that explicitly situates itself as a Christmas movie and is plenty good fun to boot. Ethan is a low-level TSA agent at Los Angeles International Airport, and it's his first time running that machine that x-rays bags, which is a hefty task on this day in particular, given that it's Christmas Eve, the lines are long, and the travelers are surly. But things get even worse when he finds a small earpiece in a bin, receives a text instructing him to put it in his ear, and a mysterious voice tells him he's going to see something bad on his x-ray, but he has to let the bag through, or else his pregnant girlfriend dies. The movie does good work in building the action slowly, as a lot of the first half takes place more or less at Ethan's scanning station while he tries to figure out a way out of the situation and the voice thwarts him at every turn, before everything goes wild in the last 45 minutes or so. And yes, of course, it's preposterous and implausible, but a lot of what we see doesn't feel impossible, which makes a huge difference. The movie is slickly shot and edited to ratchet up the tension, and one scene involving a highway crash is kind of stunning, even if it doesn't really relate stylistically to any of the rest of the movie. And the best thing of all is that no one is making wisecracks, which is a crutch that plagues nearly all action movies these days. The situation here is serious, and everyone treats it that way. There are, of course, plot holes large enough to fly a Dreamliner through, and one involving nearly identical suitcases still baffles me. But these are problems you expect from a movie like this, and if we'd somehow gotten a completely airtight thriller, that would be some kind of Christmas miracle. For KMUW, I'm Fletcher Powell.